You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Let's take a look at this now. The Catalytic Strategy has released the Gender Pay Gap Report. As we wrap up Women's Month, the point of the study is to understand gender disparities in the Republic of South Africa. So the study reveals a critical need for legislation to standardize the measurement and reporting of the gender pay gap across all sectors in South Africa. As things stand, there's no uniform methodology for calculating the gender pay gap, leading to inconsistencies in data collection and reporting. We speak more on this with Faith Kanyile, chairperson of Catalytic Strategy. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your time this evening. Maybe let's start with how the research was conducted.
No, thank you very much, Kuku, for inviting us. Yeah, so we basically conducted this research with the assistance of 21st Century. Basically, they took a sample of about 500 companies, and they then, you know, across sectors, so across, you know, social services sector, financial services sector, and producer services industry. And basically then they just, you know, looked at the various levels and roles within these industries, and then, you know, just looked at the gender pay gap at those various levels, you know, mm-hmm. from like your entry level all the way to the CEO.
Mm-hmm. I'd like for us to take a look at page 9, which speaks on analysis of factors driving women's economic exclusion and perpetuating the gender pay gap in South Africa. And what you have found, some of the key factors driving inequality and exclusion in South Africa, one of them being a low number of women in employment.
Yes. So I think what we are seeing there is that basically women accounted for 43.4% of total employment in South Africa, and their labor participation rate was 54.3% compared to 64.9% for men. Yeah, so I think, you know, that is obviously one of the key drivers actually of the gender pay gap, you know, when we do some deep dive on the root causes.
Mm. You take a look also at one of the findings where you note that women are more likely to be employed in domestic work occupations than men. There are twice as many men in managerial occupations than women.
Exactly. And that is really, you know, the root cause, you know, of this, you know, gender pay gap. The root cause of the fact that, you know, women continue to be significantly underrepresented at senior and executive levels. I mean, for example, if we just look at the latest stats, women made up only 25.3% of top management positions in private companies. The figure is about 36.9% in the public sector. But for JSE-listed companies, only 3% of chief executives are women. So, you know, so basically the fact that women are, you know, concentrated in low-skilled and low-level positions is really one of the root causes of this persistent gender pay gap.
As a ripple effect, the report also notes that women then have a lack of retirement savings. Alarmingly, 74% of female respondents that you surveyed here admitted to not saving or investing their savings for growth. I mean, what then is the solution?
The solution that we are calling for as the gender, as the catalytic strategy, which is really driven by the International Women's Forum of South Africa, supported by Anglo-American and the JSE and WDB Investment Holdings, is that, one, we need to introduce diversity and inclusion policies in business and public sector entities where we promote equal opportunities for men and women. We have to set measurable targets for advancing women into leadership positions because women need to be at the table to drive change. That's number one. Second thing, we have to drive accountability at the board level. We need the remuneration committees and the social and ethics committees to really hold executives of these companies accountable for addressing the gender pay gap. We would like to companies to measure the gender pay gap because, as you know, recently the new Companies Act bill has been signed by the president and requires that companies disclose and measure the pay gap between the highest and lowest paid workers. Unfortunately, gender again is missing in this requirement. So we will urge companies to also add the gender pay gap measurement and disclosure here. And most critical, we really want companies to take tangible steps to close the gender pay gap. We also believe that education of leaders, both obviously male and female leaders, about the importance of closing the gender pay gap, of addressing some of the systemic biases and cultural biases that continue to perpetuate this low representation of women in senior and executive levels, must be done. Okay. Because we really need to change the thinking, and which really is getting us to where we are today.
Ma'am, thank you so much for your time this evening. Faith Kanyile is the chairperson of Catalytic Strategy.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.